Simon & Schuster Audio presents Let Us Descend, a novel by Jesmyn Ward, read by the author.
This book is for Brandon, who saw me and loved me even when I could not see or love myself. And for Joshua, the first to show me that love is a living link to the dead. When they sold her, her mother fainted or dropped dead. She never knowed which. She wanted to go see her mother lying over there on the ground, and the man what bought her wouldn't let her. He just took her on, drove her off like cattle, I reckon. That was the last she ever knowed of any of her folks. Interview with Rogers, Will Ann, from Born in Slavery, Slave Narratives from the Federal Writers Project, 1936 to 1938. There was a ship, the Henrietta Marie, breaking against the furious water, and there were shackles, and the woman on deck, her legs open in the hiss of a scream, and I was there too, unfurling with them all. Shark Bite, from The World is Round, by Nikki Finney. Dear singing river full of my blood, are we as loud under water? Is it blood that binds, brothers? Or is it the Mississippi running through the fattest vein of America? Excerpt of Langston's Blues from The New Testament by Jericho Brown. Chapter 1. Mama's Bladed Hands. The first weapon I ever held was my mother's hand. I was a small child then, soft at the belly. On that night, my mother woke me and led me out to the Carolina woods, deep, deep into the murmuring trees, black with the sun's leaving. The bones in her fingers, blades in sheaths, but I did not know this yet. We walked until we came to a small clearing around a lightning-burnt tree far from my sire's rambling cream house that sits beyond the rice fields, far from my sire, who is as white as my mother is dark. Far from this man who says he owns us, from this man who drives my mother to a black thread in the dim closeness of his kitchen, where she spends most of her waking hours working to feed him and his two paunchy, milk-sallow children. I was bird-boned, my head brushing my mother's shoulder. On that night long ago, my mother knelt in the fractured tree's roots and dug out two long, thin limbs, one with the tip carved like a spear, the other
Sample complete. Ready to continue?